With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. As the world welcomes news of an Israel-Hamas ceasefire, President Trump says the hostages will be released early next week.
That'll be a day of joy. I'm going to try and make a trip over. We're going to try and get over there. And we're working on the timing, the exact timing. We're going to go to Egypt, where we'll have a signing, an additional signing. We've already had a signing representing me, but we're going to have an official signing.
Today marks the ninth day of the federal government shutdown, with both sides refusing to budge. The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, is standing by his position to use negotiations about health care as a bargaining chip to end the stalemate.
Each day, our case to fix health care and end the shutdown gets better and better, stronger and stronger.
But Senate Majority Leader John Thune was flabbergasted with Schumer, who quoted his words in the Senate chamber.
Every day gets better for us. Mr. President, this isn't a political game. Democrats might feel that way, but I don't know of anybody else that does.
President Trump is threatening to cut what he calls Democrat programs, though he didn't specify what they are. New York Attorney General Letitia James has been criminally charged as part of a mortgage fraud investigation that's been aggressively pushed by the Trump administration. She's the latest political foe of the president to be prosecuted by his Justice Department. The state of Illinois is urging a judge to order the National Guard to stand down in the Chicago area. The state calls the deployment a constitutional crisis and suggests that the Trump administration is simply ignoring the pending legal challenge. Stocks were lower today. This is SRN News. New Jersey lawmakers have issued a warning.
The state legislature has voted to issue a, quote, reproductive health travel advisory. It will advise New Jersey residents that some other states ban or restrict abortion, a fact that the vast majority of Americans must certainly be aware of already. Critics also wonder why a New Jersey woman who can easily get an abortion in her home state would travel to another state to terminate her pregnancy in the first place. Some call the legislature's action a kind of liberal virtue signaling. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the conservative majority Supreme Court is taking the American justice system back to its original purpose. For some years, the court followed what people on the left call a living reading of the Constitution, which holds that the document should adapt to changing cultural norms. But the current court is adopting originalism, which aims to enforce the constitutional principles understood by the Americans who ratified them. This is SRN News. A snack giant hopes a bevy of brand new offerings will turn its fortunes around. Here's Bob Agnew.
PepsiCo says new products will boost flagging consumer demand in the coming year. The offerings include things like protein-infused Starbucks coffee, low-sugar Gatorade, and Doritos made of all-natural ingredients. Rapidly changing consumer preferences have been dogging the maker of Frito-Lay snacks and Pepsi beverages for much of 2025. Bob Agnew reporting.
A federal judge has ordered a man charged in California's deadly Palisades fire to remain jailed amid concerns about his mental health. A prosecutor said the man had traits of an arsonist and that his family had worried about his declining mental state. He was also considered a flight risk. The suspect was arrested this week, but was first interviewed by authorities back in January. The Palisades fire killed 12 people, destroyed thousands of buildings. More details at srnnews.com.